Try these ways to help thoughts about a good fact become good feelings, sensations, desires, and actions related to it. Be aware of your body as well as the good fact. Soften and open your mind and body with a sense of receiving the fact. Think about aspects of the good fact that naturally encourage positive emotions, sensations, desires, and actions. Be kind toward yourself, like an inner voice saying, "Go ahead, this is real, it's true, it's all right to feel good about it." Imagine that this good fact is in the life of a friend. What experience would you wish for him or her? Could you wish the same experience for yourself? Try these methods with various experiences. For example, let seeing strong walls become a feeling of protection. Let knowing that a hard day is behind you bring relief. Let remembering some of your accomplishments support a sense of worth. Let observing that you are included in a group nurture a feeling of belonging. Current setting. At almost any time, wherever you are, you can find a good fact in your immediate situation. Look around right now. Can you see anything that is appealing or beautiful and get a good feeling from it? Can you hear anything that could give you a sense of comfort or reassurance? Are you touching something, such as a chair, clothing, or pages of a book, that you're glad to have in your life? Are there people nearby whom you like or appreciate? Include things that are small or that you normally pass over. For instance, typing these words, I began paying attention to my keyboard, recognizing a good fact, and then started appreciating what a clever and useful invention it is, having a good experience. On the 0 to 10 intensity scale, my gratitude for keyboards is a 1, but it's still a positive experience. I've used keyboards for 40 years, but never had any particular feeling about them until now. Under my nose all along was an opportunity that I'd missed. There's a bonus in recognizing a previously overlooked good fact. Once you do see it, there's a multiplier effect in which you'll keep recognizing that good fact in the future. Here's one woman's story of finding good facts in an unlikely setting. I live in Detroit, where 40% of the land has been abandoned, which means that it's like living in nature amidst urban ruins. The other day, when I was out in the urban prairie, I was literally stopped in my tracks by a tree full of raucous birds. I looked up, taking in the sounds and the sights, letting them fill every part of me. I became aware of the hum of a distant freeway, which created a symphony played by birds and cars. Taking in moments like these has helped me see the world in a new way. Sometimes late afternoon sunlight on the red brick of an abandoned building can be almost too beautiful for words. Recent events. In the last day or so, it's likely that many things have happened that you could rightfully feel good about. Consider things that were physically pleasurable, such as splashing water on your face in the morning or snuggling into your pillow at night. How about things you got done, even as simple as a load of laundry or returning some emails? Finding positive meaning in ordinary events is a good way to create a positive experience. Probably in the last 24 hours, you had a meal, someone felt good about you, and you saw or heard something you liked. Before going to sleep, you could take in good feelings about at least one thing from the day. One person told me about doing this for a whole year. On New Year's Day, I started a good year box. Each day, I put a note inside about something good that happened. I will read them all on New Year's Eve. Now, when a little something good happens in my day, I feel it instead of busily glossing over it. Also think about the many, many things that could have gone badly but didn't, such as the accident that didn't occur on the way to work, the dish that didn't break, and the flu that didn't send you to bed. We don't recognize this sort of good fact for two reasons. First, there's no stimulus to attract attention. It's hard to notice something that didn't happen. Second, the absence of a daily flood of bad events is, happily, the norm in most lives. Your brain filters out things that don't change, both the refrigerator's hum and the routine absence of disasters. While this process, called habituation, is an efficient use of neural resources, it makes us miss opportunities for good experiences. Try to recognize at least one thing a day that could have been a real mess, but wasn't, and then take a moment to feel good about it.